And if you operate on them, what do you call that?
Cutting
them, huh? And then what do you have after you've cut them?
Have a stag if he's an old hog. Mm-hmm. Don't you just got a hog?
Mm-hmm. On the male, what do you call those big coarse hairs that he has, the big stiff ones?
A boar.
Mm-hmm.
Tushes.
Mm-hmm. And how about his hair on the back here?
That's it. Let me see. What is it called? Gristle? No. I don't know that.
Bristles or?
I can pretty near call it, but I can't. A lot of times you take plow points, something, run down over those tushes. If he's mean and hits the hammer and break him off, a lot of times they cut through them tushes bad.
Hmm.
When they get mad,
mm-hmm.
maybe two of them fighting.
Well, I bet they can really ruin each other. What's the difference between hogs and pigs?
Hogs and pigs?
Uh-huh.
Well, a hog's a great big pig,
mm-hmm.
and a pig, just a pig,
mm-hmm.
small.
Little ones and big ones, huh? How do you feed your hogs?
Well, generally used to just throw it out and maybe take a half a wagon load and scatter it out there. Let them eat it till they eat all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, though, they generally feed them, say twice a day.
Mm-hmm. Use a feeder or?
Some of them use feeding.
Mm-hmm. They would just take two boards and nail them together like that? Make a, what do you call that?
Rack.
Well?
Rack, that's for hay.
I was thinking of taking two boards and putting them together like that and then filling it with feed.
Yeah, troughed.
Is that the same as a feeder?
Well, hardly. They're about the same.
Mm-hmm. Same idea.
Huh? Yeah. Well, that feeder, it lets that feed down, and troughs don't. It's just there.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the sound that a calf makes when it's being weaned? What do you say the calf does?
Bawl.
And how about a cow when she's hungry?
She bawls or...
We mentioned cutting a boar. When you cut a calf, and you cook what's left over, what do you call that?
I didn't understand. Let me close this door.
Okay.
Now what was it?
Hey, that's a lot better, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you cut a bull calf, and the part that you cut off, when you cook it, what do you call it?
Well, you just catch hold of the end of this bag and pull it out, cut it off, and nuts comes down, you just reach up there, pull them down and cut this cord off. You pull a nut out a piece and then saw this cord.
Mm-hmm. You tie that or anything?
Huh?
You tie the cord or anything? It just heals right up.
Just kind of saw it in two, you know.
Mm-hmm. And then the nuts, when you cook them?
You put a little dope on that to keep the flies away. Mm-hmm. And you used to, back when we was branding, back in Indian Territory day, take and throw one of them nuts in the fire and it'd just get hot and the surf foreskin, they'd just come and pop and it'd just peel and turn right around there and that brown good. They cut it off down there where that left that all that stuff. And it'd be good eating.
That's what I've heard.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They call those mountain oysters or something?
Well, yeah.